WNCW presents this week's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. My guest today, editor and columnist of the Asheville Citizen-Times, Casey Blake. Casey, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Paul. Great to talk with you.
Let's begin with political season. It's certainly wide open across the whole nation, and the Citizen-Times just released an article on who's running within Asheville. Casey, could you remind voters there of some of the important races coming up?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, especially with, you know, so much presidential-wise going on, it's really great for folks to kind of do their last-minute homework on these local elections. The big curveball this year was that District 11 seat that Mark Meadows occupied opening up. So there are a lot of folks who really flooded that field, 19. Yeah, I think that's a big focus. The lieutenant governor race, of course, is going to be big, and see District 48 as well, and then a slew of county and city spots that are open with several candidates with a lot of kind of daylight between them, especially in the Democratic Party. So yeah, if folks haven't done their homework yet, they've got until Saturday to early vote to really dig into to some of the policy differences for these folks.
So glad you mentioned that. Just Saturday is the final day to do the early voting, so take advantage of that if you possibly can. What would you say out of everything? Is it going to be that new seat for Mark Meadows that's getting more attention than anything else?
Absolutely. Well, it's certainly getting attention, and it's getting a lot of money. There's a pretty diverse pool, both between Democrats and Republicans, ideology-wise. I mean, we've seen folks talking about everything from, you know, hamburgers and guns to folks who have a lot of daylight between them on the Democratic Party side, you know, folks with military records, folks who've never served. There's been some good coverage. I think there have been a lot of good discussions among these two parties. But, you know, I don't think that there is a really crystal clear front runner in either race. Folks will likely be surprised, you know, on both sides of that primary.
Let's jump now to the second thing on my list today. You guys have continued to cover the outcry from some citizens, patients who use the services. City and county leaders have spoke at times, even some brave employees. And I'm building up to talk about the Mission Hospital System being a part of HCA Corporation. The Asheville Citizen-Times reporting some employees have not received some benefits, or they lost some benefits. Recap what's going on with all of that. Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot to dig into, right? We always expected growing pains. This is a really significant transition that Mission's undergone from a long-time nonprofit model to now, you know, being managed by a for-profit company, and complexities of the independent monitor and all the folks who kind of have a hand in watching this transition are huge. But yeah, we heard, as you said, very brave nurse who spoke out in a meeting here recently, kind of just sounding the alarm on everything from staffing shortages to kind of the makeup of who's staffing what, and basically the implications for patient care, which it's always tough to sift through those anecdotal accounts, but a lot of patients are really speaking out saying that they have serious concerns about the care they're receiving and what just seem like kind of harried, strained nurses. Folks have seen the tip of the iceberg on our coverage on that, and we're going to have a lot more to come to really dig into these issues.
Within one of the stories was written, lack of transparency. What would this go into, and is that one of the outcries that you're hearing often?
Yeah, that's a great point and a great question. You know, obviously, when an entity becomes a for-profit rather than a nonprofit, a lot of doors close as far as what, you know, we the press can demand and the records that we can see, and folks are really largely at the mercy of the organization. Certainly, HCA and current Mission staff have said that they want to be as transparent as possible. Whether the documentation that they're supplying when folks ask will support that remains to be seen, but we'll definitely keep pushing with every way we can and all the avenues that are open to us to learn as much as we can from original documents and kind of shed some light on the goings-on behind the scenes.
Casey, has this also led to even some voices from our state government in Raleigh speaking out about this?
Yes, and that was really, you know, I think that served to crystallize a lot of these concerns. So a group of political leaders kind of spoke out, I believe six, which was primarily headed in our op-ed section by Mayor Esther Mannheimer. But a number of leaders, including Representative Susan Fisher, Terry Van Dyne, I think held the mic, basically just outlining what they've been hearing from constituents, which again is everything from patients' concern for response times, from, you know, harried staff who say they are just really inundated. And I think the kind of the standout phrase from them was that the time for patients is over, and that folks have really hit a breaking point here with these concerns.
It's the news beat from Buncombe County, Asheville, and the surrounding area on this week's More to the Story as I continue my conversation with guest Casey Blake. Casey, and some exciting positive news that the Asheville Citizen-Times recently wrote about, an Asheville cyclist team to compete at the World Games. We're talking on this Wednesday morning, and I believe they actually start their activity in that today.
Yeah, this was a really great read from Karen Chavez, who has followed these folks closely. But yes, among them is a real youngster who started her sporting career actually as a mile runner. Asheville's Lily Williams, who's only 25, is one of only 8 women in the country who were chosen by the USA Cycling team to compete in the largest world stage event before the summer's Tokyo Olympics. So, I think there have already been a lot of comparisons to Lauren Tamayo, which a lot of folks are really familiar with here as kind of a hometown cycling hero. It will be really exciting to watch her and some of our other local folks as they move through this phase.
Yeah, and you mentioned they'll be on to the Summer Olympics, which will be, as you said, in Tokyo this summer. So there'll be a lot of coverage for the team when that time comes.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wonder if Karen's already saving up her time for us to send her over there. But yeah, Karen, I think, is really getting to know these folks. So we should be able to get some really cool behind the scenes looks as their careers progress and be able to follow along with them. But yeah, it's always really cool to be able to root for a hometown hero, and especially someone so young and exciting in their career.
From the cyclist team getting ready for the Summer Olympics to the political season to Mission Hospital, we've just mentioned a few of so many things continuing to be covered very well by our friends at the Asheville Citizen-Times. Casey, would you like to remind our listeners out there how they don't have a paper in hand, how they can follow you guys online?
Always, yes. So CitizenTimes.com is where to find all of the latest breaking stuff. We get things about as quickly as we can hit a button on there, and we also have the entire paper on there on our e-edition, so folks can see it kind of old school style even online. And then, of course, our Facebook and Twitter are another way to find us and have it served up to you there.
Absolutely. Well, always good to talk with you. Casey Blake of the Asheville Citizen-Times, our guest on More to the Story. Have a good rest of the day.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
That's More to the Story from WNCW. I'm Paul Foster, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org.